that my focus in the Yerushalmi really is centered on.
In other words, the way the Ran is expressing the Ramban isn't so eloquent like this Ran is. The Ramban just says Yad. But apparently the Ran is giving his interpretation of the Ramban, and he says that although the Yerushalmi concludes Shua b'loshu neder is not a neder, is not a shua, and neder b'loshu shua is not a neder. I don't know. I just said twice. But anyway, our Gemara doesn't seem to have a regard for the specific language that you use. And if you say a neder with the language of shua, or you say a shua with the language of neder, it's good. It's chal in the way you intended it. Okay. The way you defined the statement, not the way you described the activity. So why should that be good? So the Ramban, his explanation is like this. He says what? Yeah. He says, Kevan de pivalibo shoven le'esor bin neder al atzmo. So he had pivalibo shoven to create an iser neder on himself, right? An iser chefza. Afal pisha lo omar beloshon midukdak, even though he didn't say it in a clear language, in a precise language, I should say, yad miyohavi. It still is a yad. V'chein b'shvua, sh'omar shivua kikar ze olai. He doesn't give the example of the neder case, you notice that? But in the Shavua case, if a guy says, Shavua, announcement, I'm making a Shavua. What's my Shavua? This kikar is usher to me. Kevan shepiv libo shavin le'esor achiloso mi kikar ze bishvua. Since his pet and lave are the same, are commensurate, to make the achila of this kikar usher to him with a shvua, I mean, is that really true? It's good, midin yad. Ela de besugya and the hocha be'ikar losho neder, be'ikar losho shvua, irinan. Okay. Over here, when the Gemara is talking about iser chefza and iser gavra, it's talking about the specific language. But you could do it al pi yad. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean that his piv and his lev are shoven? Isn't that like, it's like a funny statement? Piv and libor are shoven, even though his mouth didn't say what his mind intended. I mean, he says it's not midukdak.
He did say it. I mean,
this is a question according to the Ramban. Okay, according to the Ritva, we were learning yad means that there's a remnant of the statement that he's not including, right? That's the mashal of yad.
Right.
That is oches the whole statement biyadakli, ki'ilu biyadakli. What is the rest of the statement in the coins of the Ramban? Is the Ramban like making a riff on yad? Like it's kind of like a yad, like it takes the same idea as a yad, but it doesn't really follow the pattern of yad? Or is there also some pattern of yad that he is talking about? Yeah. Okay, so what is the full statement that he should have made? Haray alai. We'll take the case that we have to stick with one language, so we just...
Haray alai.
So the case that he said is haray alai shelo ochel basar. Right?
Yeah.
Now he should have said haray alai basar be'achila. Right?
Yeah.
Should have said haray alai basar be'achila. So if you're going to tell me it's midin yad, so then where is the rest of that statement, basar b'achila? He said ochel, he said arei alai shelo ochel basar. Yeah, wait, so what do you say? Hold on, I'm just giving you a chance to explain yourself. Problem midin yad in general?
Yeah. Meaning, what's the problem with yad?
It's incomplete. And the completion is going to determine what will give the full expression of the statement.
So all the components are here such that it completes your yad.
So over here he says haray alai, Shelo ochel basar. Right? Shelo ochel basar?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we can't simply complete that statement, though. That's the problem, though, right?
Why not?
What would be the completion of that statement?
That is the completion.
So what, I think what you're saying is, when the guy says, Haray olai shelo ochel basar, we splice out shelo ochel basar, and we turn Haray olai into a yad of achilas basar olai.
No, but the context of Shelo Ochel Basar afterwards is the same.
He's saying since if I just said Haray Olai, it wouldn't be a Yad because it's not enough of a handle to know what the pot is. But if I said Haray Olai Shelo Ochel Basar, that's like a pirish on what my Haray Olai is.
It's like the contextual. It's a Yad Mochiach, like a Nazir walking by and you say Vani or something, or you hear him saying Vani.
But I have to relegate the Shelo Ochel Basar not to the statement itself, though. Right? That's not the statement anymore. That's just a mochiach of what the full statement that I'm trying to express is. But then we can sort of substitute in, to his statement, Haray Olai, Basar Ba'achila. So it's like a we can splice it onto the right statement. We can splice it. Right? I guess the problem, the part that bothers me the most is when he says Kevan depiv velibo shoven le'esor b'neder al atzmo. Where do you see that in his language?
I thought we
should. You mean just because it's a real lie?
Or yeah. Was suspending our disbelief and saying that that's clear, that that's a lashon neder?
I thought that's the whole premise.
No. That's his intention.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean he did it.
Okay, but it's
clear. That's his intention. But that doesn't mean that he actually expressed it properly.
Haray Olai,
it's clear from listening to this that that was.
It's clear what he wants to do.
Yeah.
But did he do it is the question.
Well, I'm saying what he did do was...
I'll ask you a question. So what does he mean it's not meduktag? Isn't it the opposite? He's saying Haray Olai, and then he's saying something totally different. Why is that not meduktag? Why isn't that just a total fail?
What's not?
Because he has to be motzi a statement that is shoveh to his das, right? To his lev. Or he has to at least begin the statement that is shoveh to his lev. So if in his lev we know he wants to make a nisa cheftza, and he communicates that by Haray Olai, but that's not enough. It's not enough just to do that. It's not enough for us to know that he wants to do that and for him to start that.
He communicates right? The content of it also.
What's the content?
The content is that.
The content then becomes nisa gavra. So that's not the content of the nisa cheftza.
No, we already know from his first statement that.
So very nice we know. It doesn't matter what we know. He has to do it, bepeh.
Do what with that, though?
Enunciate or verbalize his das.
He is.
He did.
How?
He's saying it's an isra. There's an isra on achilas basar.
What kind of an isra of achilas basar?
Oh, he qualified. Haray Olai. It's an isra neder.
Does he have to say?
We obviously don't care what he said in the end.
Of course we care what he says in the end.
Well, he does have to say, I think isra achilas basar. If Ezra says, I'm thinking.
I guess my question is, if he's not meduktak, right? So then he fails. Why don't you say so he failed?
Failed on what? He did successfully.
He failed at expressing his das of making an Isser Chefza. He has to express his das of making an Isser Chefza. And if he started with an Isser Chefza and ended with an Isser Maisa, why isn't that a failure in expressing his Isser Chefza?
So then you would never say that Haray Olai is an Isser Chefza anyhow. How
why? Why?
What do you mean? Because I didn't express anything.
What's the suspension of disbelief here? I thought we were saying Haray Olai clearly is mashma. The whole
yeah.
Statement, his underlying kavana is to make an isra.
I know, but in order to be a neder, you have to have pivoli bo shoven.
So I'm saying pivoli are shoven because he said Haray Olai shalo ochel basar.
But shalo ochel basar is expressing the opposite of what he wants to do.
But the statement as a whole, the overall mashmos of the statement, since he said Haray Olai, clearly want to make isra.
No, that's not the mashmos of the statement. The mashmos of the statement is a contradiction.
So what's the suspension of disbelief?
The mashmos of the statement, no, that I know which one he's intending to do, but he has to express it too.
How do you know it if it's not from the mashmos of the statement?
Because that's linguistically he's saying, I am making a neder. Let's say a guy uses Lashon Neder. I am making a neder not to eat this carbon, not to eat this kikar.
So it's clear he wants to take a neder.
Right. And it's clear, and we know neder means chefza. But then when he says what it is, he screwed it up.
Okay, but it's clear what the quality of the neder he wants to make was.
Very nice. But that's not bepeh. But bepeh, he didn't do it.
He did.
He made a declaration that through which we could accurately ascertain his kavana. It was bungled a bit, and he didn't do it clearly, but his statement did accurately point to a kavana.
Isn't that like vani or something? Meaning that doesn't express anything coherently either.
It didn't.
It doesn't point to a kavana.
The state contradicts the ratio.
Right.
I understand.
If I was doing like a simulcast announcing, I'd say, okay, he's stepping to the plate. He is expressing his intention to make a neder. Oh, and he said a shvua! Strikeout!
Right, but after hearing the entirety of the statement, are we not suspended?
His pen is not shoving.
Linguistically speaking, we could say he is expressing the will to make a neder with the description of a shvua. You could say simply, koneim, like the Nemukia says. He would say, koneim achilas basar alai. Right. Koneim shelo ochel kikar zeh. I'm sorry. Koneim shelo ochel kikar zeh.
What happened? He wants to make a koneim on this.
Well, that's what he says he's doing.
Right,
he says he's making a koneim.
And then he said, that's the question.
Hmm? So, one second, Nissan. We'll get to you in one second. So, what John is saying is that what the Ramban means is like this. That when he says, Hare olai shelo ochel kikar zeh, he's really switching frameworks in the middle. That's what we say about his statement. Hare alai is definitively that this, you can talk about a thing, you can, when we're talking about Isser, we can talk about the cause of the Isser, or then we can talk about descriptively the effects of the Isser. Okay? So, according to the Ramban, when he says, Hare alai shelo ochel kikar zeh, the way we interpret that is, Hare olai is the definitive element of his statement. That's the topic of the sentence. Neder. Hare olai. I'm involved in neder. Okay? But then he has to complete it. Because it's not, hare olai is nothing on its own. But in the completion, he uses a loshon she'ena meduktak. Why? He turns balabatish, right? And he says, now that it's a neder, I will not be able to eat this. No, it's hare olai. Shelo ochel kikar zeh means because of my neder, I will not be able to do the action of eating this. Because I'm endowing it with nisr chefza, to me, I will not be able to do this action. Okay? So therefore the Ramban says that, you know, that's like a yad. Why is it like a yad? Because it completes the statement of isr chefza by taking the definitive element of hare olai, and completing it not with the definitive statement of kikar zeh, hare alai kikar zeh ba'achila, but he flips the framework to the description of the after effect. Okay, hare alai, and therefore shlo ochel kikar zeh, and therefore shlo ochel kikar zeh. Oh, but since this, and therefore shlo ochel kikar zeh, that we can now be mashlim the statement of hare alai kikar zeh ba'achila. You could say that, I would even say to make it a real yad, he could say, hare olai, this is what I was prodding you to try to do, is hare olai shelo ochel kikar zeh mipnesha hu os mipnesha achilas kikar zeh asr olai. In other words, you could complete the statement to isolate the cause of why you can't do it. It is completable. You're leaving off the cause. You're just describing the reason. You're describing the effect. Hare olai shelo ochel kikar zeh midin chefza, whatever it is. But just like, in a certain sense, it is incomplete. But I don't know if that's, he's really going that far. He's just simply saying that is, you have to complete the lashon neder, and you have to know it's, he's saying like this. He's saying from this, going with our definition of yad, from this complete statement, we can see the statement he had in his head. Why? Because the statement he had in his head was, or we can say he succeeded in verbalizing the statement he had in his head. Why? Because the statement he had in his head was, Kikar hare olai kikar zeba achila. And when he was reading the statement in his head, he said, hare olai, and then he realized what the impact of that was, and he went to the effect, hare olai, because of the rest of my statement, shelo ochel kikar. Oh, so then we can see, we can therefore take this definition, description, combination, and say he was therefore motzi the element of the entirety of that statement that was in his head. That's enough. Whereas the Ran apparently holds that every element of the statement has to be definitive. If we only take the statement to be definitive, and therefore it's impossible to have a yad of this sort. Yad of this sort is impossible. It's a hard machlokus, but that does seem to be the way they're going. What about Shvua? That's your question, Isan?
No.
Oh. Shvua would be that because of my Shvua, so this object is forbidden to me.
But we assume Kikar Zeralai implies usher.
The Shvua Kikar Zeralai. In other words, because of my Shvua, I'm making a Shvua, and that has an effect on the way this object relates to me, on the way this object is to me. This object is off limits to me because of my Isser Gavra. I mean, you have to interpret it that way. Yeah, Nisan? I just read you in the Rishimos, he has one paragraph, okay? He says like this. He doesn't go through the Yerushalmi, he doesn't go through the Ramban in the back. He has one quick paragraph, okay? You tell me what you think. He says, Nira, Shildas Aran, Bedin Yados, Hashavua, Jerusha, Hafla, Nechona, Beloshon Shvua. So in the din of Yados, the Shvua demands or seeks a proper enunciation in the language of Shvua. Ve'ekev kach, because of this, Shvua beloshon neder psula. Shekein yesh bo tarti desasri beloshon hafla. Bein loshon Shvua, bein loshon neder. So the din of he's on the Shvua, so it doesn't matter. But it needs a pristine hafla. It seeks a perfect hafla, a proper verbal enunciation. And if you enunciate a contradiction, you haven't done any maisa hafla. Interestingly, he puts it. Hold on, he says ve'ilu alibu the Ramban chidish din hayados hu shein tzorach ba'hafla nechona ki im bohochocha shenaskavein lekach b'devarav. Ubechein l'Ramban shapir chol ha'shvua sherei kaima hochocha sheheskavein lechalo shvua. Tough. Interesting. But the point is, he's making that chilek you have to make, right? The Ran says you need the proper statement. The only thing is, a yad can be mashlim the proper statement. But it has to be ki'ilu hotzi bepeh. It's like you were motzi that proper statement bepeh. Now you can say that if you said it incomplete. If you made an incomplete statement, you could say, it's like the ritva, you could say it's the lashon mesukan that is being produced via a certain critical shear of the statement. If you have a certain amount of the statement, then you are motzi the whole statement. But you have been, it has the din of being chal from that hafla nechona. But you can't say, if you said a shibush, if you said, you want to even be kind and just say it's ena meduktak, but sof kol sof, you can't say if a guy said a statement that is not meduktak, that it's like he made it meduktak. He didn't.
What's the problem? For the Ron, let's say I said,
so in terms of the way the John was putting it, he's saying the statement, the neder and the shvur achal midin, from the statement itself. Only midin hafla, from the statement itself. And every element of the statement is taken as an effective cause. The statement is the cause, the actual statement itself. Therefore, if within the statement of cause, you are ascribing opposites, and you'll say, this will be usher to me, neder shelo ochel. So now you're ascribing opposite causes for why you can't eat this object. First you start out saying you intend to make it usher b'cheftza, And then when you fill in the rest of the statement, you ascribe an Nisuch Gavra. So now within the statement in totality, there's a contradiction. And if neder requires midin neder, you need it's the statement itself that creates the chalos iser. It's the statement itself that creates the chalos iser, right? But there's a din of yad that we have the whole statement without all of the state, without the entirety of the statement, right? Then it's fine. But if you have a contradictory statement, you can't say that. Whereas for the Ramban, he wants to say, it's interesting. It's interesting. Didn't we have some kind of a chiluk like this in the beginning? We didn't say for Mrs. For the Ramban, the essence is not the statement itself, but it's a hochacha on the kavonas anoder. So he wants, that's the way he's framing it. So you can make, there's a hochacha on the kavonas anoder in an enam meduktak sense. In other words, if you're using the lashon in terms of hochacha, so then you can read into it. That's yad. That's the way the Ran. That's the way he wants to learn the Ramban. So he's learning the Ramban differently. He's saying for the Ramban, yad is hochacha on his das, whereas for the Ran, it's mashlim the statement. If you're going to say yad is a mashlim of a statement, then you have to then kol hamosif goreya. Right? If I made an incomplete statement, I can say, okay, yad will be mashlim it. But if I made a bad statement, there's nothing to be mashlim. Right? But that means to say that the essence of the statement, that the essence of the chi of neder is the integrity of that statement. The only thing is, I don't actually have to enunciate every word of it. But if you learn that the essence of the statement is hochacha, and that's what you're learning from yad, then you can be mochiach even with in the lashon in the medukta. That's the way he wants to phrase it. As I would say, according to the Ran, right, even if the guy made a clear statement, he says, this kikar will be usher to me so that I will not be able to do a maisa achila. Mm-hmm. That's the question. What would that be good? Let's say he said it very clearly. This kikar is usher to me so that I will not be able, and therefore I will not be able to do a maisa achila to it. Would that be a good neder according to the Ran? I would say no. He did not enunciate the formulation of neder.
What would be his yad?
He just says what he wants to do. What?
I thought he just can't enunciate the opposite.
But he didn't have any statement that he does not have any full statement of neder.
It's like a yad
symbol. Why can't it be a yad?
Because he spoke too much.
Did he?
Even if he spoke
no,
all he said is hara alai or shua and didn't finish the statement.
No, the rest of the statement clarifies the context. And it's not contradictory because he clarified that I'm not making.
But there's no complete statement that there's no statement that he started and he didn't finish.
Well, he finished it in a non-normative way, but not.
That's right. So he can't be mashlim it anymore.
Why can you say
probably? Now he's just expressing what he wants to do. He's not expressing a statement of neder.
Why can you say
probably? He's not expressing a contradictory statement of neder either.
That's cool. Correct. That's why it's a good question.
Why can't it work midin yad?
Because midin yad, it has to be that there is actually a complete statement that he is being motzi with the partial verbalization.
Right. So
over here, he's editorializing about himself.
Well, I can say, like you said for the Ramban, that and you finish the statement by saying which.
The guy would say, "This kikar is usher to me." What would it be? Kikar ze hare olai kikar ze shelo ochel, but it still would say. Then you have to say mipnei.
Yeah.
But he didn't do the mipnei.
But it's not the yad part.
Why? No, that's what I'm saying. It's not going to be the yad.
Isn't the Ramban saying it's the yad though?
Yes.
So what is machlokes
the So the way he's framing it, the way he's putting it in the Rishimos, is that according to the Ran, think about it like we were describing the Rambam, like they're. Like there's two realities. There's the reality of his peh and his lave and his peh. And in the framework of peh, it has to exist as a cheftza of neder. Cheftza of neder but peh is harei olai kikar zeh. That's it. Or be'achila. Harei olai kikar zeh be'achila. That statement must exist in the framework of peh. Okay? If he keeps talking around it, it never exists. If he says, Hare olai kikar zeh shelo ochel mimenu. Well, he never, in no framework of speech did he produce that statement. He might have indicated that that's what he was thinking, but he wasn't motzi that statement bepeh. If he says, Hare olai kikar zeh, then he did, because bepeh, we can complete it.
And why can you complete with mipnei like you could with Ramban?
That's not completing it. That's explaining what he wants to do with it.
So why is Ramban tolerant?
Oh, because so he wants to say the Ramban holds you don't need the din of yad is telling you that you don't need a full statement. You just need enough to be mochiach what's in your mind, what you want to do. You have to express the intent of your das. But it's not. You have to bring the rutzon. It's like we said in the Sefer Mitzvos, I believe. You can have two ideas of piv libo shoven. One is that there are two frameworks and they have to match up, or the other is that you have to express a rutzon into. You have to. It's an idea that you can take your rutzon and turn it into a chov. So as long as you are able to piv libo shoven for the Ramban, is as long as you can be mochiach. That your rutzon is the peh, that's enough. It's like a shear. That your rutzon alone is not enough. Das alone is not enough. It can only become effective through a maisa of expressing it. But it's not that there's like a realm of formulation of words that you have to engage. For the Ran, it's like a formulation of words you have to engage. There's a certain text, a matbeya, that you have to engage. If you don't engage that matbeya, you didn't engage it. You can engage it the ikar explicitly or implicitly, but you have to verbalize that text. I was right. John is saying gukhil. You know, for the Ran, the yad is like a neder gomor b'miktas. Whereas for the Ramban, it's like a different derech of neder. It's a different way of making a neder. It's through hochacha, not through the statement itself. It's not the same. It's a different maisa neder. It's not neder gomer miktas. It's a different time. Okay. So I think in terms of Nisan's question, you have to say that when the guy says kika ze osur alai, and then he says kinevela, if he would really say kinevela, let's say, so then once he's invoking another institution of Isser, then he's automatically saying that it's going to model the same nature of Isser, and that's a nature of Isser Gavra. So once he says kika zeh osur alai kinevela, then he's always in the framework of cause. That's a contradictory thing. Okay. All right. Got to go, guys. Talk to you later.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I think we've got the end is what? That according to the Ramban, right, the machlokas is in terms of what is the nature of yad. Like I think the way John said is good. What is the nature of the mechanism of yad? Is it the Lashon Gomor, but it is conjured, b'miktas, but you need that Lashon Gomor. You need the matbeya. You need the full form of that Lashon to be for the neder to be chal. When that Lashon is invoked, then the neder is chal. And therefore, the only way it's going to work is either a neder, if he makes the full statement himself, or if he has enough for us to say that he brought forth that full statement. But it's the statement itself that the neder is going to be chal on. Whereas for the Ramban, Yad is telling you, on the contrary, you don't need the statement. You just need to, in order to be a noder, you have to take the thought into action, so to speak, of dibor. And as long as it's muchach, that this dibor is motivated from that das, then he has reached then he has achieved the mice of making a neder. Okay, so therefore we can say, it's not that he needs the statement, but you need to be a noder. You need to go from the thought to the action of the peh. So therefore we can say, okay, well he said, kikar zeh olai, hare olai shelo ochal kikar zeh. So we can say, okay, that's enough to show what he was trying to, the idea that he was trying, that's enough to express the idea that he had in his mind, because he started off definitively, but he slipped to description. But that's enough of hochacha, what his ma'aseh is. So that would still be good. Okay? But that's basically the question.